AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Votes are being cast in Georgia for governor and for Senate today. For governor, on the Republican side, former Senator David Perdue is being backed by former President Donald Trump. The incumbent, Brian Kemp, is being backed by former Vice President Mike Pence.
Brian Kemp beat Stacey Abrams 4 years ago, and with your support, Brian Kemp will do it all again in November of 2022.
The Democrat in this race is Stacey Abrams.
Brian Kemp is a failed governor who doesn't care about the people of Georgia. If you look at his record, if you look at the result under his 4 years of leadership, there has been failure after failure.
Election officials, poll workers, and voters in Georgia are navigating new rules put in place by the GOP-controlled legislature and the governor after the 2020 presidential election over a concerted effort by former President Donald Trump to cast doubt on his loss with unsubstantiated claims of fraud. As Ukraine marks 3 months since the start of the Russian invasion, people in the capital, Kyiv, remembered those who died.
A lawn in a square in the capital has been strewn with small Ukrainian flags, put out in tribute to those who've lost their lives. While at Independence Square, residents look at a destroyed Russian tank, and nearby, sandbag monuments are a reminder of the ongoing war. Resident Daria Boryzyuk says Kyiv is already being restored, and institutions are working. Many people, she says, are on the streets. Everyone is slowly returning to the city. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says Russia is deliberately bombarding grain warehouses across Ukraine and weaponizing food supplies. In Virginia, Amber Heard rested her case in the civil suit against her ex-husband, Johnny Depp, without calling Depp to the stand. This is AP News. We're learning more about monkeypox. Where is it and how serious is it?
First of all, your risk of getting monkeypox is low, say officials. In the past few days, they've identified more than 100 cases of monkeypox in Europe, North America, Israel, and Australia. Most of the known cases in Europe have been among men who have sex with men. You can be infected, though, through close contact with a sick person, their clothing, or bed sheets. But most people recover within a month or less, without needing to be hospitalized. Monkeypox can be fatal, though, in up to 6% of cases. There are vaccines. Smallpox vaccines are effective against monkeypox, and antiviral drugs are also being developed. I'm Rita Foley.
A court in Russia rejected opposition leader Alexei Navalny's appeal of a 9-year prison sentence for fraud. The rejection means Navalny will be sent to a high-security prison, according to the independent news site Mediazona. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.